We've heard from so many people as we work hard to keep the community connected, and now we just need to hear from you. Give what you can now at WJFFradio.org. Thank you.
Thank you to everybody that's been chipping in and helping us out at WJFFradio.org with our summer drive. We could use you to do the same thing if you haven't already. My name's Jason Dole. Thank you for being here with us. We're smack dab in the middle of All Things Considered. It's going until 7 o'clock, at which time we'll go to Trailer Talk with Sabrina Artel. But right now, you know, from health checks to handling people with symptoms, school nurses will be on the front lines of school safety this fall during the pandemic. And the National Association of School Nurses is a nonprofit specialty nursing organization with more than 17,000 members that was first organized in 1968. Joining us now to talk about schools reopening and safety and the roles of school nurses is Linda Mendonca, president-elect of the National Association of School Nurses. Thank you for joining us, Linda.
Thank you for having me.
So, as we said, like, you guys are going to be on the front line of this, and but have you had a seat at the table when it comes to the question of reopening?
Well, that's a great question. So back in April, the National Association of School Nurses did put together some guidance for school nurses across the nation, and one of the big takeaways from that guidance was to make sure that you are having a seat at that table. The school nurse is a public health expert and probably the only health expert within the school community. And so they needed to be at that table. And I have to say, I've heard from many nurses across the country that they are at that table with planning for schools to reopen.
Can you give us any insight as to what that process is like or the range that that process has taken? For instance, here in New York State, Governor Cuomo has asked each school district to come up with their own plan for reopening, and then there's going to be a decision made at the state level. Is there anything you can tell us about how the rest of the country is making this decision for the fall?
Right. Excuse me. So the National Association of School Nurses really promotes a decision-making process for a safer return to in-person learning that's really based on, you know, accurate public health data at the national, state, and local level, because, you know, school districts across the country look different depending what community you live in, whether it's urban, rural, or, you know, and looking at the data that we are seeing across the country varies, of course, from place to place. So in doing these plans, the safety of students and staff must take, you know, priority in all of this decision making. So the guidance that districts are asked to come up with has to include, you know, safety guidelines around how they're going to mitigate, whether, you know, face covering, mask wearing, social distancing. So setting up classrooms in either a pod or a stable configuration, which limits a number of students that will be together for the day, maintaining that 6 feet, you know, distance, and so on. Along with how are they going to keep things clean and do the disinfecting that needs to be done? What's the school nurse's office going to look like? There needs to be an isolation room for any symptomatic student or staff that may present during the school day. So there are many pieces and layers to this planning. And that's just looking at it from the health side. Of course, districts also have to look at this for the teaching and learning side and how they're going to, you know, give that education to their students, whether it's in-person fully, a hybrid model where, you know, they come to school a couple days a week and they do the rest of the days online, or whether it ends up having to be, you know, full distance learning like what we had to do in the spring when schools closed.
Right. Now, I remember, it was a while ago, but I remember going to the school nurse when I was in school, you know, for a Band-Aid or an ice pack. And nurses are always a key part of health and safety at schools. But you know, you're going to be so much more a part of this in ways that maybe people hadn't realized you already were before. How are the nurses feeling about reopening? And are the nurses themselves ready to deal with the reopening during this pandemic?
Well, I think, you know, school nurses, just like, you know, teachers and students and parents, we all want to return to school, right? You know, the children want to see their friends. You know, the school nurses want to get back and doing their job. You know, nurses, you know, we always want to help. We always want to do our part. And I think preparation is key for school nurses. So I think that's, you know, part of what we are thinking about and what some of the concern is around making sure that we have those resources that are needed, such as PPE. And we've all heard about that, you know, back at the beginning of this pandemic with, you know, hospitals. And there's still, you know, a shortage of, you know, PPE. So we need to have that in schools. We need to have the resources about, you know, with staffing. If, you know, there's an isolation room, is there going to be another person to help supervise if the school nurse is doing something else? And also, there are 25% of schools in this nation who do not have a school nurse. And some school nurses have them part-time where, you know, a school nurse may be sharing, you know, or covering three schools. So that is, it is one of our concerns.
I think that last thing you said is important, and I want to make sure that I'm understanding that, because that maybe that's something we should have explained before we dove right into the pandemic, is what is the nature of school nursing across the country? And you say, I mean, that seems to me like a shocking large number, 25% of schools without a school nurse. Does that 25% include those nurses who would be covering multiple schools?
Well, that 25% means that there are schools that do not even see a school nurse.
Not even on a part-time basis.
Correct.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So, yes, it's why. So the National Association of School Nurses has, you know, put their advocacy hat on and gone to our U.S. senators asking for funding to make sure, you know, we had a campaign for, you know, 10,000 school nurses across the nation. But to make sure that there are adequate resources within the next CARES Act to fund these, you know, our schools and what schools need to reopen.
So I know that you asked for $208 billion in funding for returning to school, the National
right.
Association of School Nurses. Is that what you're referring to there, that ask?
Yes, that ask, correct. And we based that number off of Senator Patty Murray's bill. She's from Washington State. You know, look, that kind of broke it down to $175 billion for K-12 education, and then $33 billion or more that going towards governors and how governors can help in the schools as well. So it's a huge ask, but it's necessary because, again, the priority here is to make sure that our schools are safe for students and staff to return this school year.
Now, included in that number, you're saying, so part of that is just saying that some schools need to get nurses as part of what they need to do to prepare. But you're also saying that PPE is a concern. Is that included in those requested funds?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, because that's part of the resources that schools need to reopen. So, yes, you know, we're talking about hand sanitizer and you know, the things that they need for disinfecting and any kind of, you know, facilities, things that they need to take care of to get our schools to where they need to be for a safe return.
We're looking at, when we listen to the national news here on NPR, if we look at some national news, look at the maps of where cases are going up, there are some regions that the pandemic's affecting different states and different regions differently. Now,
right.
Since you're at a national level, working with school nurses, are you seeing that in who you're working with? Are you encountering that different states and different regions are presenting different challenges or different opportunities?
Yes, absolutely, because of what you just said. And again, every, you know, city or town is looking at their data and what their challenges might be. And states are providing guidance and looking at the CDC for how to start looking at what their guidance would be. But, you know, it's definitely a state-by-state guidance around certain specifics, if you will, that they're looking at. And they need to look at that public health data around the prevalence of the virus in their community as to whether or not it's, you know, a wise decision for them to bring students and staff back into school buildings.
Would you prefer that there'd be more of a standardized national approach, or do you see that a regional and state approach is more necessary, or does it not even enter into your wish list?
Yeah, well, I certainly resource-wise, national approach would be helpful. The CDC is sort of our national go-to for health and safety guidelines. So we do have that. So that's a great place to start and something to do. I'm not sure. If there were national, it might not be a one-size-fits-all. But certainly having the resources from the federal level would be optimal.
Right. When schools that'll have students back at school, at some point people will be back in school, whether mm-hmm. it's this fall or later, if it's on a hybrid basis, however it's happening. When that happens, will children be able to just pop into the nurse's office like in years past? Or are you going to have different prioritization? Are you going to be busy looking out for the more serious stuff?
Well, right. So I think that there will need to be some protocol and guidance given to teachers regarding sending students to the nurse's office because, yes, there can be a lot of traffic. Sometimes it's unnecessary traffic. So we want to try to mitigate that and, not have students, going unnecessarily to the nurse, not to forbid it or to, discourage someone coming to the nurse. So there are many reasons that students come to the nurse, especially mental health issues, those psychosomatic symptoms, headaches, stomach aches, where students will, ask to go to the nurse. And when you get down to it after assessing the child, there's some real anxiety or depression or, something else that's happening. And with this pandemic, we know that we are going to see an increase in mental health with the fear and anxiety around all this uncertainty and the new, guidelines and the new way it's going to look when we go back to school.
I wasn't thinking of that. And I had actually heard somebody talk about this when they did a focus on school nurses on NPR, that's another part of the front line of the role that school nurses fill. So are you looking at having to boost up your efforts of preparation for nurses to deal with more mental health because students have gone through such a trying time emotionally?
Yeah, I think also another part that I didn't really mention earlier around the state providing, developing guidance is also around social and emotional learning. And so we have factored into some of that, whether it's some kind of education or having, opportunities for students to talk about what's going on, but to make sure that those kinds of things are factored into the school day so that, you can talk about it openly and, have the time to and maybe identify students who are really struggling with things. You think about it, they've been doing this distance learning, all last spring. And, we don't really know how that impacted them because we haven't seen them in person yet. So it's something to consider, and schools are being asked to take that into consideration in their planning for return to school.
Good luck to you and your 17,000 members. Linda Mendonca, President-elect of the National Association of School Nurses, thank you so much.
Thank you for letting us come and share with you. Thank you.
That's great. Good luck. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.